This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian here.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you to control the content. Everything you see on the front page in the main section has been created by listeners just like you. Go over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now then, there's been a discussion that has gone on kind of over time on this program in the last couple of years about the term anarchist. And, in fact, I think the folks over at Pork Therapy, one of the podcasts that appears at LRN.fm, have been talking about this recently. And it has been a topic of discussion amongst the liberty community is, what do you call yourself? If you believe in liberty, if you
people definitely want to know that. They want to be able to classify you as something, whether they agree with you or not. They want to know, you know, what is it you people are?
Well, yeah,
anyway?
And I think terms are useful. Some people would say, well, I can't be described by one word. Yeah. And that's probably a true statement. I think that it's hard to say that, okay, well, this one word is a complete description of who I am. It's silly to say that. But there are words, and words have meaning. And so applying one word to yourself versus another word can be, an important choice to figure out what it is that is most accurate. What terms are most accurate to describe you and your belief system? And
so what are you if you believe that the government is essentially the most successful gang in a given geographic area and that is full of people that do business through ultimately using force to get what they want? What is it that you that you are if you believe that?
Well, it depends if you think that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Mm. Absolutely. And that's not how I would necessarily. I mean, while that's true and I believe that that's true, that's not necessarily how I would describe my belief system. I believe that human beings should be interacting with one another on a consensual basis, and the people in government and other common criminals are not interacting with one another, with us, the rest of us, who are peaceful, on a peaceful, consensual basis. And I wouldn't have described myself in that exact manner a few years ago. I might have called myself a libertarian, that I was against the use of coercion or aggressive force, which is a different way of saying a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the term libertarian kind of became, in my mind, corrupted by a certain political element who had kind of come into the libertarian movement, specifically the Libertarian Party, and basically taken over and watered down the message and started accepting the use of force or aggressive force. Started
by the way, that's nothing new. The Libertarian Party has been, a group of people that believe in less and, no coercive governments. So it's always been that.
Yeah, but the people who are in charge now are not as principled as the people who were in charge a decade ago.
I don't think that you were as principled a decade ago, is what I think.
I think that
you've
right
moved beyond
that.
The Liberty Party, Libertarian Party.
I don't think you're right about that. I mean, you weren't in the Libertarian Party, Mark, so you
Indeed.
Wouldn't know.
They just got rid of everybody and completely switched over?
Well, it was over time. I mean, the people running the party now are not the same people that were running it 5 years ago.
There's been a radical caucus all along. That says to me that they've needed to have
a Libertarian radical caucus?
Yeah, indeed.
All along?
Wow. Yeah, the Murray Rothbard set it up.
Hmm. Well, anyway, you're probably right, Mark, to some extent, but I certainly noticed the changes as I was involved there. So I started to distance myself from that term and, of course, came across the term anarchist, and it seemed to be the best option at the time. But it wasn't long before I rejected that term as well. And anarcho-capitalist was kind of hip and is still very hip amongst the liberty community. I think that's the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you're combining two words
that
have heavy baggage attached to them,
right.
Anarchy and capitalist. And I'm not a capitalist necessarily because I don't know what economic system is the best. I think the free market should allow, the free market allows for all kinds of organization structures and different experimentation. So I would more accurately be described as a free marketeer. And then I like the term voluntary. Instead of anarchist. But when we bring up this discussion, the big objection from the people who are the adherents to the term anarchist is that, well, you can't just keep changing your term. They're just going to ruin the term voluntarist. Just watch. Just wait. You'll see. If it becomes popular enough, they'll infiltrate it and they'll ruin that term. And I can understand where they're coming from on that. I mean, certainly that's what happened with the term libertarian, and they would say you could claim the same thing about liberal or anarchist, for instance. Because the term
conservative,
the term anarchist certainly has gotten a connotation in the mainstream media for being a group of violent, dangerous, criminal thugs. And the anarchists that I know are peaceful, loving, caring individuals. So the reality in my life is different from what is being portrayed in the media. And I'm going to just share with you a story that came out over at the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom regarding the anarchists. It's in the headline of the story, "Hijacking of a Very Middle-Class Protest, : Anarchists Cause Chaos as 50,000 Students take to Streets Over Fees." So here you go. It was supposed to be a day of peaceful protest with students exercising their democratic right to demonstrate against soaring university fees. But anarchists hijacked the event, setting off the most violent scenes of a student unrest seen in Britain for decades. Militants from far-left groups whipped up a mix of middle-class students and younger college and school pupils into a frenzy. The focus of the violence was Tory headquarters in central London, where hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of damage was caused. The glass frontage was smashed, and protesters swarmed seven floors up to the roof, from where a fire extinguisher, was hurled down at police below. Effigies of David Cameron and Nick Clegg were burnt to cheers from a roaring mob. At least 14 casualties.
So I love how the roaring mob is somehow, you know, these peaceful students were infiltrated and turned into a roaring mob.
Well, groupthink can be a factor here, where you get a mob full of people, and if they are peaceful, they can be wound up by an element of individuals who are there specifically there with that purpose because of the herd mentality.
Well, I suppose.
There are studies about this.
They're still responsible for their actions.
Clearly, they're responsible for their actions, but they're responsible for choosing to follow the so-called anarchists, the instigators in this case. And, you know, the story goes on about these bad anarchists causing all this trouble in downtown London. And it's not an uncommon story when it comes to the reporting of what anarchists supposedly are. You've got the typical image of the guy in the hood smashing in a window with his foot. There's fires burning.
You got to have black clad hoods when anarchists come around. There's got to be fire.
You've got the mask over your face, the bandana over the face. I mean, it's just the typical portrayal of the anarchists. Now, I understand the concern that people have. Well, we're just going to ruin voluntarists. Why don't you just try to take back anarchists? Can you imagine the story saying this at the top? Hijacking of a very middle-class protest, : voluntarists cause chaos as 50,000 students take to streets over fees. What are the odds that these people who are the, you know, kick in the window, destroy property, throw some Molotov cocktail types of people are going to try to hijack the term voluntarist?
It just doesn't seem like it.
It's not a good argument at all, because anarchist took years and years to become a mainstream term. Yeah.
They assassinated a president, too.
Wait, who was that?
McKinley?
Oh, I can't
pronounce the guy's name, but it's, you know, it's got like Z's in it and stuff.
Right. Usually the people that are smashing in these window fronts. Now, the anarchists can argue academically all day long about what an anarchist really is and that these people aren't real anarchists. But they believe
Christians
they are.
Do this stuff too. They spend all their time deciding who's really a Christian, who's not. And what that would show you over time is that this is a pointless argument.
Well, you know who else can argue semantics? Pedophiles. Just because I like children, the love of children.
Yeah.
Just because I love children doesn't mean I'm breaking any age of consent laws.
Doesn't mean I want to have sex with them.
But nobody's going around. Okay, I can't say nobody's going around. But it's not very common you see people going around saying, I'm a pedophile. Can I come work at your school? I love children.
Right.
Yes.
That's a great point. But yet that's what the anarchists are doing. We're the real anarchists and we love peace. Well, look, you've got headline stories of anarchists kicking in front store windows. And I just find it hard to believe that the same people who are doing this violent action in the name of so-called anarchy or anarchism would somehow decide someday, okay, we've had it with this anarchist term. Now we're going to move and take over the voluntarist movement.
Yep.
Just what are the odds of that happening?
We'll teach those voluntarists for being peaceful and stuff.
I mean, you could come up with some kind of conspiracy theory that the anarchists in this case are actually government agents and they've been sent in to suggest they had been sent into the movement to hijack the term anarchism so it could ruin it for the rest of us. But I don't know if there's any evidence of that. I think they're really just some far leftists who love the term anarchy and they think that it means chaos and they want to destroy storefront windows. And I, for one, am not an anarchist. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We are all surrounded by environmental toxins. Pollution, smog, smoking, damaging UV rays from the sun, toxic chemicals in our homes. I mean, let's face it, toxins are everywhere. No one wants to damage their health, and premature aging gets everyone's attention. Toxins affect the appearance of your skin, and they age your skin, period. One of the things I recommend to all my clients is the wonderful acai berry. Acai berries are a fantastic natural source of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids and protein. An acai berry also contains polyphenols, which are antioxidants that help fight free radical damage that can contribute to aging. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains this powerful superfruit that will ensure you get all of the great health benefits in one product. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice from Genesis Today, and you'll be getting the omegas and antioxidants and other nutrients that you need for healthy, youthful hair and skin.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. Features there include listening options. We've got broadband streams and dial-up. We've got broadband and dial-up streams for you. They air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. And you can also watch on our webcam as well. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see us there, and you can also interact with other listeners because the chat room is built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, and they offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, it's interesting talking about anarchy. The first use of the term in the real context occurred during the Paris Commune in 1848.
Sounds right.
Anarchy is, in a sense, a technique of political control in terror that the philosopher Mikhail Bakunin spent a lifetime defining the philosophy of. And when you study history and the quote-unquote anarchy movements or events, they're always very short-lived historically. But it's considered sort of the political awakening a la a shock or a shock troop, the anarchist. And they've always been supported by the power elite, very much like the people supposedly protesting the New World Order or the G8 or the G20 summits. The people that define themselves as anarchists that do the damage with the hoods are actually agent provocateurs, often police, often secret police, and they basically want to change in the public's perspective the view that a peaceful demonstration is really a violent event to be feared. And we saw that in Toronto, we saw that in Vancouver, we saw that in Milan, we saw that in London.
For the purposes of getting the public to be anti-demonstration?
Yes, and also to be anti-critical.
Has that worked?
By allowing the people to fear. Well, it does until lawsuits are filed, and then it comes out a year and a half later that the police were actually doing the damage in Milan, and they were doing this as agent provocateurs, and the people that were arrested, the honest protesters and the peaceful protesters, are actually exonerated. But the media sort of doesn't pick up on that. So when you think of anarchists, think of the writings of Mikhail Bakunin. Think of Manzetti, the Italian terrorist who spent a career supporting the sort of the deconstruction of the monarchies and the ruling houses of Europe. And think of anarchy. Well, think of a popular context. The Sex Pistols in 1975-76 for Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee, when you had, you know, the song Anarchy in the UK, and the last line is destroy. I think it's Johnny Rotten or
it's Johnny Rotten.
Blyden that says that.
Your choice.
But if you listen to it, it's sort of like that. Now, the term anarchy also made a comeback in May of 1968 in Paris when the students were protesting the government and also the structure of the university that created a whole new generation of philosophers. And you look at Columbia in 1968 with the SDS and how the media tagged them anarchists and all sorts of things. But it functions to colonize consciousness in the popular culture and the mass consciousness of the people.
So would you say that these people
consider anarchists paper tigers?
Would you say then, Frank, that these people in the liberty movement that call themselves, that take pride in calling themselves anarchists, are essentially just they're
playing
wasting,
into the hands of these people?
Well, they're playing into the hands.
No, because they're nonviolent
time.
For the most part. Those people are nonviolent. Anarchy is a method using violence. It sort of predates the notion of terrorism. And when you talk about McKinley's assassination, the quote-unquote anarchist that attempted to kill McKinley and attempted to assassinate J.P. Morgan on Wall Street was really someone financed by major bankers from
wouldn't you say that it's counterproductive?
States.
I mean, but for people that purportedly believe in the ideas of liberty, like you hear on this show, wouldn't you say it's counterproductive to go around labeling oneself as an anarchist?
Yes, but I think they do it to raise consciousness among other individuals. They want to change the meaning, but it's been so firmly established in our political discourse in the West. It's a non-sequitur. It really serves no purpose.
It's a waste of time. It's a big academic exercise.
Yes,
essentially,
think of the Sex Pistols and Public Image, how, in a sense, they really defined the feeling of most of the working class and the unemployed that weren't sort of aristocrats and bankers in England, yet ultimately it was nothing more than a vehicle to create a new youth subculture and an enterprising business that sort of transformed rock and roll, you know, for about 9 or 10 years.
Yeah, they sold a lot of T-shirts, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love their logo. The A with the big circle sort of in a sloppy gesture with a little bit of the splattered paint on a red background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that really is the, you know, the logo. I mean, it is, in a sense, a logo, but it also connects with the philosophical notion of narcissism. If you take a narcissist and put that person in a political context where you're talking about changing or using violence to sort of raise the mass consciousness, the narcissist and the anarchist sort of fit together. But historically, the anarchists never have been able to sustain anything
Frank,
for the long term.
Frank, it sounds like you've written a term paper on anarchy. But
no, I've studied this in great detail.
I respect your research. However, if you're going to talk to a man on the street and you're going to tell him one thing about anarchy that's going to change his life, why does that person
say
need to care?
It predates terrorism. It predates Al-Qaeda. I view Al-Qaeda as Al-CIA, MI5, MI6, and Mossad combined. It is the paper tiger that's used to justify a $4 trillion squandering of the public wealth to support multinational.
And you're saying that the anarchists are a paper tiger that really exists to give the government an excuse to crack down on demonstrations.
Absolutely. And think of the Weathermen. You'll notice if you study the history of the Weathermen and the SBS, they were all funded by the U.S. government. And they were used to change the political consciousness of the mass population of America.
I'd say successfully.
People were afraid of that.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. Always well and intelligent, well researched from Frank there, and he's right about the protests where it's these cops in some cases have been caught red-handed, basically infiltrating the ranks of protesters and attempting to whip up.
Harry, you're going to come in dressed like an anarchist tomorrow, okay? And then they wear the same boots, the same cop boots that they all wear.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and that's the point of the show. 800-259-9231. Now, there's more. We haven't even addressed the issue that these people were protesting about, and there is an issue here with education funding, and some people want it for free. In fact, that's why they were there. It's Free Talk Live.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and useful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves, toll free. This is Free Talk Live, and the number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, some of those features include our archives, a whole bunch of them right there on the front page. You get the last week's worth, and then click into the archive section to take yourself all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free and courtesy of hostgator.freetalklive.com. Now then, the Free Talk Live here is brought to you by the Free State Project, longtime sponsor of the show and also the reason why Mark and myself are here in New Hampshire. Ryder, however, was born here.
That's right. Well, not exactly true. I was born in New Jersey.
Oh!
But I spent 23 years here, which means I moved to New Hampshire before I was about 6 months old.
Gotcha. So by all of your memories, you've been in New Hampshire throughout your whole life. So Nick was actually living here in Keene before we made the move to Keene, and
he's been a long time. Free Talk Live before we showed up.
It's an interesting story. I found Free Talk Live by
no, it's not. Go ahead.
By almost luck.
You're such a jerk.
I am sorry. Go ahead.
I found it's pretty interesting when the radio show you listen to moves to the town you live in.
Absolutely. I found Free Talk Live back before Mark's name was Mark on the air.
Yeah, I used to be Manwich.
And you were
school.
In Sarasota, Florida, and you guys moved to Keene, and I had listened to it by finding it online. So
bit of a surprise.
Nick is...
it was unique.
Is one of the local activists here in town, and has been out and about and done a lot of news reporting. And are you going to bring back the Ryder Report, or is that gone?
Oh,
I do videos. I don't call it the Ryder Report, but something happens, I'll still edit it and put it up.
All right. Well, we are, by the way, working on launching a New Hampshire-based news service, because if you've been listening over at LRN.FM or on the Free Talk Live streams...
Not based on things that are going on in New Hampshire. Just
not necessarily.
It happens to be in New Hampshire, like so many news organizations are in London and New York.
Yeah, yeah. Although I think that there certainly will be a skew towards New Hampshire-related Liberty news.
Well, there'll probably be a skew towards Liberty news, and most of it's going on in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Way to regionalize the show there, bud.
What do you mean, regionalize what show? I'm talking about a news
Free
product
Talk
that's
Live.
Separate from Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
The news product airs during the top of the hour, so you don't hear it if you're listening to the podcast. If you listen to our podcast, that is cut out. But if you're listening live, you will hear. You used to hear an old mainstream media news source, and I've replaced it now with folks from Freedom's Phoenix, who are putting together a weekly podcast, a five-minute, basically, news podcast out of Freedom's Phoenix. And they're doing a great job. It's actually, they're teamed up with copblock.org, and it's all about bad cops, and it's fantastic. Unfortunately, it's still once a week. It's an early, we're early on in this development. I mean, ideally, we would hopefully have news at least once a day, sooner rather than later.
Lots of people have complaints about major news organizations, and if you're going to have news, you're going to pretty much have a major news organization. We don't like it any more than anybody else does, but you don't see any of those people that are complaining doing anything about it.
Well, people have stepped up now, and I'm hoping to put together a news department for LRN.FM here in New Hampshire, so we're working on that. But in the meantime, enjoy the news over at news.lrn.fm. There's a podcast there you can subscribe to get the Cop Block, the weekly Cop Block news, which I think they've done a great job with so far. So, speaking of the news, we've been talking about what's been going on over in the UK with huge protests happening outside of the Tory headquarters. We covered the main portion of one of the Daily Mail articles about it, which was that there are anarchists here. And the anarchists just doing what they normally do, destroying storefront windows, or in this case, the windows of the Tory headquarters there, destroying things, lighting fires, whipping up the crowd into a frenzy. And
I'm afraid that's what people think when they hear the term anarchist, yeah, and if you're going to use that term for yourself, it's not going to go well. I've used it just to see what the reaction was among people, and it wasn't particularly good.
Not good. But voluntarist, or some other term, I'm not saying voluntarist is the best, it's just what I think is the best. Voluntarist doesn't have preconceived notions. It allows you to be asked a question. What's that? Because people don't know.
Right. Well, that's the reason that people will often say that they use the term anarchist is so that they can start conversation. But it doesn't always
seems
do
to
that.
Finish conversation.
It sounds like a bad way to start a conversation.
Yeah. Let's start in the hole rather than on level ground.
Well, I consider myself a rapist. No, don't. It's not what you think.
Right. I mean, whatever it is that you think about that word, other people think other things about it.
Yeah. So there's that aspect of all this, and then there's actually the aspect of the issue as to why it is 52,000 people of college age were in the streets of London. And according to The Guardian over in the UK, tens of thousands of students took to the streets in a demonstration that spiraled out of control when a fringe group of protesters, now to their credit, they actually didn't use the term anarchist in the first paragraph of the story, hurled missiles at police and occupied the building housing Conservative Party headquarters. Tonight, both ministers and protesters acknowledged that the demonstration, by far the largest and most dramatic yet in response to the government's austerity measures, was just the beginning of public anger over cuts. Police, meanwhile,
It's interesting that they use this, that Frank had called in and talked about how the agents provocateur often are, the cause here, that actually the police dressed up as people. And we've read so many articles like this at some point in the show's history, and then we come back 6 weeks, several months later, we read another article that says essentially, oh yeah, they found out that was cops. So yep. It's likely that that's what we're going to find out here.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You don't know.
I mean, you got a guy in a hood and a mask over his face. He slips back into the crowd. You'll never find out who he was.
Right.
So police, meanwhile,
but many of the G20 things, they have found out that in fact it is police officers.
They were criticized, by the way, the police, for failing to anticipate the scale of the disorder. An estimated 52,000 people, according to the National Union of Students, marched through central London to display their anger over government plans to increase tuition fees while cutting state funding for university teaching. A wing of the protest turned violent as around 200 people stormed the central London building that is the home to Tory HQ. We already told you about that. But essentially the issue here is the largely good-natured protest was organized by the NUS, which I don't know what that stands for, National Union of Students. Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
And the union and the UCU have attacked coalition plans to raise the tuition fees as high as £9,000 while making 40% cuts to university teaching budgets. The higher fees will be introduced for undergraduates starting in 2012. And if you look at the pictures of this group of protesters, they're holding signs that are essentially, in fact, one of them actually says Socialist Worker on the top of it, Socialist Workers Party. F asterisk asterisk, now this is how the sign is written, F asterisk asterisk K, fees, free education now. Other signs say free education, students union. So basically, this is essentially the entitlement mentality and where it leads. People have been told that they deserve a free education.
Right. You have the right to a free education. You have the right to an education. And if you have the right to an education and somebody's taking it away from you through higher fees, then of course you're going to be outraged. Someone's stealing from you. The problem is that you don't really have a right to an education.
Well, when you're raised to be taught that if you can convince 51% of the population to agree with you, then you are entitled to anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a pure democracy, but in the representative democracies that exist in Britain and the United States, in fact, you don't even have to do such a thing. You only have to get the guy who's a majority of the people who happen to be elected to represent to make deals in order to get what you want through. So, oh, well, if you get through this, I'll do that. Back-scratching and log rolling, the way the politics done, the sausage making of politics, the disgusting parts of it. And the, you know, teachers unions, students unions, whatever, these are incredibly powerful organizations,
as are the millions of people on welfare and unemployment and Social Security that also get to vote themselves more benefits.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
One of the reasons I think we are in such a big economic problem here.
Labor Party's deputy leader, Harriet Harman.
Having the military-industrial complex own the politicians doesn't hurt either.
Said the rise in fees was not part of the effort to tackle the deficit, but about Clegg going along with the Tory plans to shove the cost of higher education onto students and their families. Well, wait a minute. Who's paying taxes in the UK? Where do they think the money comes from to pay for these educations? Do they think that the teachers, the money just grows on trees to pay those people and to pay the janitors and all the other people that are involved in administrating these schools? Where do they think the money comes from? You're already paying for the schools through whatever kind of taxes they are levying over there, property taxes or sales taxes. I'm not sure how exactly.
I know they have a VAT tax.
VAT. Yeah, the VAT. Was it 20% or something like that? That's where you pay 20% at every step along through the processing of purchasing materials to make things?
Yes.
And sell things at a wholesale level? 1-800-259-9231. So it's the entitlement mentality. These young people believe they deserve this free education. They're willing to make a big stink over it. In some cases, get violent about it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, tell your stories, and take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for your call if you'll make it now. 1-800-259-9231. As always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the entitlement mentality and these folks over in Great Britain, about 52,000 students hitting the streets, or college-age people, and protesting because fees are being raised, and they believe they should have a right to a free education. We'll get back into that here in a moment, but want to make sure I tell you about the Next 1000 pledge. We started talking about the Free State Project last segment. We never really finished it up. FreeStateProject.org. You go there, you get signed up, you join up with this movement full of liberty-minded people who are coming here to New Hampshire in order to get active. In order to achieve the ideal of liberty in our lifetime, or get as darn close to it as we possibly can. About 10,500 people have signed up so far. We want to reach 20,000, but people have already started making the move. They're not waiting until we reach 20,000. They're getting here as soon as they possibly can. Mark, you and I came here about 4 years ago. Nick's been here almost his whole life. And a lot of the hosts that you'll hear on Free Talk Live are Free State Project participants. They're people who picked up their lives and have made the move to New Hampshire in order to get active. So go to freestateproject.org to get signed up. And once you've done so, if you can get here before the end of 2011, you want to be part of the Next 1000 Pledge. Go to pledgebank.com/next1000 to get signed up for that. And that essentially kind of the purpose of the Next 1000 Pledge is to bring people in, to kind of duplicate the first 1000, which was a bunch of people pledging that I will absolutely be the New Hampshire
mayor sooner,
yeah, a certain date. And so the Next 1000 is to encourage other people to see if you can move up your plans. If you're going to make it in 2012, see if you can get here in 2011 and get here sooner rather than later.
But the Free State Project really is just a pledge to move once 20,000 other people have pledged to move. So it's really the safe bet, freestateproject.org.
But not everybody is a fan of the Free State Project, and Ryder is in here tonight as a Christian man, and we've actually had...
Why do you do that?
Well, the final segment, we almost made it.
It's rare that we, you know, well, up until recently, it's been rare that we've had Christian hosts on this show. Mark, you say that Wayne is a Christian, but he's not, I guess, an out-and-out
Christian.
That's
because you haven't identified him as that and just outed him on the air. What, I mean, the way that you do this with Michelle and Nick is just disgusting.
Oh, why is it disgusting? There's a reason I brought it up.
You don't have to defend me. I don't have any.
What's disgusting about it?
Nothing you just did was wrong.
Christians aren't offended by being called Christians.
Right.
Nobody likes to be singled out.
Just because you're disgusted by the term Christian, Mark, doesn't mean that Christians are disgusted. Look, it's what he's a Christian. I mean, he's the Christian on the show.
All right, what point do you have?
Well, my point is that not everybody likes the Free State Project, and there's a guy named Christian Anarchist. He used to call the show quite often Gene the Christian Anarchist, who has responded.
No, Gene's fine with the Free State Project.
He just doesn't like you.
He's turned on the Free State Project because of the way he feels you've treated him.
Well,
that's
no, that's not
he
it.
He was fine.
Why don't
he came
you
up,
put some words
he
in
He was
his
ready
mouth,
to
Mark.
Come up to the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. I'll read his post if you'd like to read
I've
it.
I've got it right here in front of me.
Where he was talking about how he was going to come to New Hampshire and take a look around until Ian started treating him badly. Sure. That's what he said.
Okay. Well, anyway, what he considers treating him badly is not taking his phone call first before everybody else.
Agreed that he
so he's got a chip on his shoulder. And anyway, the reason I wanted to bring this up was I wanted to see what another Christian has to say about his accusations towards the movement here. Since you've been, you know, friends with a lot of Free Staters.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so here's what he says. The question is being asked on the Ron Paul forum. Why aren't we all members of the Free State Project? And here's his answer. I've known Ian for 6 years now. Well, he doesn't really know me. He's been a caller on the show. And I signed up for the Free State Project about that time. I've since decided that although it's a good idea, it will not work. I've spent a great deal of those 6 years.
It's already worked, by the way. I mean, to me, it seems like the things that I expected and hoped to see have happened at this point.
I spent a great deal of those 6 years listening to Free Talk Live and calling the show and posting on his bulletin board system, which is our forum. And I have to say that it's hard to find a meaner bunch of people than those associated with Free Talk when it comes to one having a belief in a creator. In the entire 6 years, I called about liberty issues and even nurtured Ian along on his path to liberty. Many of the very arguments he makes daily now, I presented to him on his show. I certainly do not claim 100% of the credit, as many other liberty-minded people also called him and helped him along the path to liberty.
But I'd say that he was early on, making those pitches.
Yet he still does not get something very basic to the success of the liberty movement. You need a big tent. There's no way 10,000 people will ever make a difference in this big land we call the USA. That's why we're focusing on New Hampshire. We're not trying to focus 10,000 people on the entire country. Anyway, he goes on to say, even a million will make no difference. You must not exclude those who are close to understanding liberty. Ian is very good at being a divider. He will accept your call to his show, but if you do not accept his idea of what a liberty-minded person is, he will shut you down. I no longer listen to his show or call in anymore because he decided that I was not good enough for his show, and rather than have the balls to tell me so, he would put me on hold for 1 to 2 hours until the end of the show. Those in his circle and those on his BBS will spew hatred toward any who have a belief in the Creator, but they will accept with open arms any kind of fringe behavior. You can see what I put up with for 6 years on his BBS with my thread, Christian Anarchy is the only sensible answer. I always presented my arguments in a civil tone and was frequently met with hostile tones and spamming tactics like posting porn in my thread. Which, by the way, when you get onto the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, you are warned right out the gate that you will likely encounter objectionable content.
That doesn't mean it's not rude to post in someone else's thread, though.
Certainly, but it's a virtually unmoderated place where
to be
expected.
I think it's unfair. I would agree that the folks in the BBS have been less than nice to Gene, but, you know, he's been recalcitrant with them, too. But the people in the BBS are the people in the BBS, and they aren't Free Talk Live in any way, shape, or form. I mean, have Ian and I been mean to Gene on the
Well, apparently by
BBS?
Putting him on hold, he thinks I don't like him or something.
Well, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, but one of the issues that he doesn't want to look at, is that it's difficult to take the same callers over and over. What it does is it diminishes the size and the value of the radio
program.
You
sound small time.
Yeah, if you take the same guy over and over, there is one distinct example to the contrary, which is this guy Maury who calls in on the Sean Hannity show, and he usually gets in on the that last segment where they run people through. I have listened to it in the past, and I listen to the competition. I want to be better at my job. So anyway, this guy will call in. He'll go, Maury! And he greets the guy like cheers or something like that. But that's it. You, if you're a small show, Sean Hannity is the second largest show in the nation. He can get away with some stuff like that. If you're a small show and you take the same guy over and over again every night, or and he doesn't call in every night, but even every week on the
he called often enough to be known, right?
Yeah, what you would call a chronic in the industry. I mean, he was just on the fringe of being a chronic, but a chronic.
I explained this to him, and it wasn't good enough. You know, I explained to him that look, on a Saturday night when we've got a bunch of phone calls coming in from new people, voices we've never heard before, because we're on Saturday nights, we're on a whole bunch of radio stations, and so there's all kinds of new people that are calling the show then. I want to take those calls first. My listeners have not heard those people's opinions before. They know what Gene the Christian Anarchist is going to say. And it's not to say there's anything wrong with hearing from the same people. Sometimes people like hearing from the same folks. It's like playing the same song on the radio that people really enjoy. So it's not a terrible thing, but I have my preferences as far as how I take phone calls on the show. And if you don't like it, well, too bad. And he doesn't like it, so now he's having himself a little tissy fit. But the point I wanted to ask you about, Nick, as somebody who's been involved with the Free State Project participants, is he says that, and I say all this to say this, many of the liberty activists, with quotes around that, who seem to be associated with the Free State Project are rabidly anti-Christian. So have you had that feeling in your interactions with the activists up here?
I would have to say he's right. People will, if they don't know, especially if they don't know you, they will attack your Christianity or your beliefs. People who have gotten to know me tend to respect me and my beliefs, and I'm one of those people that I let a lot of things roll off my back. Not a lot offends me, and I have a kind of an off sense of humor. So a lot of the things I even find funny, the attacks, but I can see definitely where he's coming from.
So you're saying they're attacking Christianity maybe while you're around, they didn't know you were a Christian? Is that what you're saying?
It's hard to give specific examples because I don't remember them.
Well, if you claim to be a socialist in this group, do you think that people would make jabs about socialism?
Probably.
Okay, so that's what it's like.
But you've also got people like Michelle.
People who claim to be Christians will often... I understand you want to make it a big... You want to claim that that's true, but it's not, dude. There are many, many people who are analytic thinkers that just can't handle the
ideas... What do you think the breakdown is of Free State Project participants as far as religious versus non-religious?
I don't live in the Free State Project. I live in Keene, New Hampshire, okay?
And yeah, but you know a lot of people
in
the Free
State Project. Many of them are anti-Christians, including myself. I mean, you know, I don't see how anybody could look at my views and call me anything but. I try to focus on Christians that I call Pharisees, people that are liars about the way that they do their religion, and especially people that essentially threaten people with hell over their behavior. But I can definitely see how people hear what I have to say and call it anti-Christian.
The other issue in play here is the Free State Project is full of a lot of what some would call as debatitarians, which love to just pull out points and attack other people. And when you don't agree with Christianity or whatever it is, I think the Free State people will be more likely to discuss it in a hostile tone, possibly.
Well, we kind of got sidetracked from the discussion about the kids.
No, it was Christian on Christian cage match you wanted. You didn't get it because Nick agrees with Gene.
I somewhat
Ian
agree
loses.
With him, but I respect the people
He's
in the Free
down.
State Project, too. So
Ian's going down! Yeah! Yeah!
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.